Like to call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Klimko?
Here.
Noon? Here. McDonald?
Here.
Connery?
Here.
Higgin?
Here.
Thompson?
Okay, first off, we have the presentation of our audit by Tom Ferry, our auditor. Mr. Ferry, the flat, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, so everybody received their municipal audit. It's really hard to find something to pick apart, but I do have some things. On the current fund side, cash looks good. Delinquent taxes are slightly down. However, tax title liens still kind of bother me, and they continue to. They're up to $1,056,000 from $984,000. What that means is that $71,000 of our tax monies accrue to those liens. If we put these tax title liens, and I know they're expensive and I know it's a long process, if you can get these tax title liens, you can foreclose on them and then resell them. This money would come back into the town. There are attorneys that do that, especially that do that.
Well, we are doing some of that.
That's good.
Not as much as, not all of them.
Okay, yeah, because it is expensive,
right.
Too.
20 of them that we have about?
I think we have more than that, probably about 50 properties that we're working on. Yes,
okay.
They're in court right now. We're waiting for the ruling from the judge.
Yeah, because it's just money that it's being taxed, but it's not going into your fund balance. I do have the number of liens, actually. 20.
Mm-hmm.
20 liens. That's really all I have, for current fund. Your fund balance slightly went up this year from $1,445,000 to $1,505,000, a $59,000 increase in your fund balance.
$1,505,000.
So a $59,000 increase, it's really not that easy to do. It just happened to work out that way. We had a statutory excess, that's revenues over expenditures, of $809,000, of which we gave back as revenues $750,000. So I always like to think of it as like a savings, your fund balance as a savings account. You put $809,000 into your savings account, but we had to take out $750,000 to run the operations. Now eventually, hopefully, I always preach to my council that you don't use any more than you put in.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, then your fund balance goes down, 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 and we're back to where we were. And with a 2% state levy, that's a very hard climb to come back up when you're capped by 2%. So I'm very defensive of fund balance. But it is a healthy fund balance. Natasha knows that. I don't know how much we put in this year's budget, but I think it's a little more than the 750 that we did this
slightly
year.
Higher.
Slightly higher. Yeah.
Somewhere around that.
So again, with fund balance and everything, and that's the reason why when we went out to refund our bond rating went up, because we have a good fund balance, we have snow reserves, we have all the things that Moody's, when they look at a rating, they like to see. As for, there's a trust fund, there's a dog trust, the assessment trust, it's still got $2,700 in it. I would love to get rid of that if we could. Natasha just needs to do a resolution. The dog trust, the animal control trust, has $6,300 in it. That's kind of healthy. My dog trust, I always like to think of it like a business. The money we take in, it should pay for itself. So it's a good thing to have kind of money like that. You could do a census, to bring up some of the revenues if you haven't done so far. Other trust funds are basically in trust for something. Most of the money that is in there of $2,069,000 is escrow monies, tax sale premiums, which is huge, $543,000. Snow removal, $102,000. I love having snow removal monies as a trust fund, because if you have a light season, whatever we have in the budget, we throw into there. And if you have a bad season like we had last year, we can eat off of that without having to do an emergency appropriation. We can tap right into that, or to decrease the budget. As for capital, general capital fund, general capital is all the big monies where we spend for big projects, such as roads. On the debt side, we have Green Acres program, $355,000. That goes, one of them kicks off in the year 2022. Another one kicks off in the year 2026, but they're kind of small. The debt service payments are very small. We have $7,661,000 in general serial bonds. Now this is where having a nice fund balance comes in. We have three bonds that are outstanding right now. One that we just did in 2008. And the thing about that one is the debt service on that, the principal amount on that one is $175,000 in 15. 16, it goes to $200,000. And then in 17, it jacks up to $540,000. $340,000 increase. Then it goes to $750,000, $850,000. This is the year before I got here. I don't think I would have ever had something like this. However, on the bright side, in 2016, there's an issue that goes away for $205,000. So that makes up most of the $340,000 that goes up. So you pretty much have level debt, but it's still in the year 2018, 19, and 20. There is a big spike in your debt service, so it would be nice to keep your fund balance at that high level so we can anticipate more fund balance to offset the debt service. Everybody get that? Mm-hmm. It's on Schedule C-11 on page 91. I'm sorry, I should be giving you page numbers. In 2015, the principal amount is 602, then it goes to 628 in 16, 769 in 17, 799 in 18, and then 910,000 just principal in 2019. Back on page 39, I have an analysis of the general fund debt and the sewer utility. It's manageable, but I still like to keep that debt service, your fund balance at a higher level, so that when we do get to that point, we don't really need to spike the budget with a big tax increase.
Do you think it'd be worthwhile redoing any of those bonds?
No, I don't think we can. Natasha refunded your SOAR, I think it was a USDA or FHA, and it would have been included if bond council thought so, but they wouldn't have touched it for some reason. It would have been nice, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they could have extended it. I don't think you can with bond law. Bond law is a whole other animal. So utility takes care of its own capital and the operating budget. The fund balance in the SOAR utility, beginning of the year was $1,196,000, and at the end of the year was $1,701,000. You have $2.7 million in rural development loans, and you have debt service, regular serial bonds, $318,000. those debts, there's three wastewater loan payables. One stops in 17, actually all three stop in 2017. And then as for the water loans payable, you have two projects that both end in 2022. So your sewer is very, 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 very good. And bonds payable ends in 2018. So 2018, 19, 20, 21, 20, all the debts gone in the sewer, mm-hmm. including a nice fund balance. That's really, and then, of course, everybody knows that this year, for the first time in since I've been here, we have no comments or recommendations in the audit report to give you. They've been just nipping away. Remember when I first got here, there was all these huge fires that we put out, one at a time, and I said the good days will come. Then we put out the smaller fires. We tried to get our fund balances up. We tried to get rid of our tax anticipation note, which we were able to do. We got rid of all the interfunds. We started paying off of the unfunded SOAR debt that we had. That was like $800,000. That took about 3 years. I think in this year's budget actually takes care of the rest of it. So with all those big fires out, we took care of the small fires, and the small comments and recommendations Natasha and Christine were able to get rid of. So I think everything's, the state of the state is very well, Mayor.
So next year you'll charge us half as much, right?
I have to work twice as hard to find a comment.
I know.
It's not in my nature not to give a comment. But no, everything is very good. So I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased with everything. Everybody should be very happy and proud for the accomplishment we did.
It's wonderful. Glad to hear it.
If we could just, for the sake of the people that are here, 2009, was it 2009?
Yeah.
We actually have $36,000 in the bank as a government.
We couldn't pay.
Right.
Couldn't pay payroll.
We
had to borrow money.
Called Tom and Terry.
I think we got too much in there. You're happy. You're very happy.
Well, the sewer will take care of. We're going to talk. Natasha has a game plan with the sewer. So.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
I would like to say thank you to Tom, Natasha, mm-hmm. and to Christine for a no comment section on the audit.
Absolutely.
That is phenomenal.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to thank my department heads who also helped in that. So they should be publicly thanked as well.
You get thanked every month for the check, don't you?
Not every month.
That will bring us to the minutes of June 16th.
So moved.
Okay.
Any discussion on those minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petition statements, and testimony from guests.
John Monteverdi, Washington Borough Bid. I dropped off two pieces of paper with you folks. The first one is just a listing of everybody who's participating on Saturday's Sci-Fi Fantasy Day. It's broken down by where they're going to be. So you can see, like, we have LARPers in the Gibson's Gym parking area, the grassy area behind Gibson's Gym. LARPing is live action role play. And we've got activities in the pocket park, inside of Arcana, in the parking lot, inside of Get a Grip. And all of the sci-fi vendors are going to be on the north side of 57. So everything science fiction related is going to be basically surrounding the farmer's market. The farmer's market will take place right in the middle of it. They'll be on the south side of 57. So we've got activities in the pocket park parking lot, up and down 57, behind Gibson's Gym, And then we have a scavenger hunt going around pretty much the entire town. So the folks who are coming will be participating in the scavenger hunt. What the bid has done is we've hired two crossing guards to facilitate foot traffic. One's going to be at the mid-block crossing, and the other one's going to be at the corner of Belvedere and 57. I really don't want anybody getting whacked by a car. I think that would be bad for everybody. So that's that listed. The second chart is a breakdown by time, who's where. So it shows you where the bands are playing, who's in what sequence they're playing. The volunteers who are going to be working with us. Right now we have about 11 volunteers. We could probably use four more. I'm going to try to break it up so that the volunteers are working two-hour shifts. Arcana is going to have a group of volunteers taking care of their events, if you will, and the BIDS volunteers are going to be directing traffic, getting people to and from wherever they've got to be going, making sure they get to all of the scavenger hunt locations, and that type of thing. So I think we pretty much have this covered. Are there any questions?
Where's the beer tent?
No beer tent. Not this one. So I think they're going to have some kind of out-of-space ale.
Okay. I know you're having the Tauntaun burgers.
The Tauntaun burgers, yes. And the produce is going to be out of this world this weekend.
Okay.
So, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. How you doing? Bob Camerato, Washington Borough Fire Chief. The reason I'm here tonight, it was brought to my attention a few weeks ago. We had an incident down on South Lincoln Ave. Sewer backup, whatever. Sewage into someone's basement. Fire department was dispatched to that location to see what we can do. Because it's sewage, there was really nothing we could do. Speaking with the resident, they asked what they can do. I told them, from my experience, I said, you can call this company. They'll do the cleanup, they'll do it for you. I had a similar situation in my home, and that's what I told them. The company I told them to call was Servpro. Now, it brought to my attention that they came to council a few weeks ago and said that the fire chief, me, told them that, go ahead, call Servpro because the town will pay for this. I want to make it perfectly clear. This guy never said that. I may have recommended Servpro only because of my experience, okay, but I never said, okay, that the town would pay for that. So, I don't know what you people have heard from them, but I only thought it was right that you hear from me, the person who was in charge of that call that day, that those words were never spoken. Okay. But I will say, I did recommend Servpro, but I never said that the town would pay for that.
I don't think they came, Bob, and actually said it was you. I think they said it was somebody else who said that.
Okay, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I was told that they said the fire chief said that go ahead and call Servpro because the town will pay for it.
I thought they said that the chief said it, but mm-hmm. I could be mistaken, because they mentioned a few.
No, the fire department does not operate like that.
You should.
And you trust me. But anyway, I never said those words, and I just want to make it clear that it came out of my mouth telling you that no, those words were never spoken.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else from the audience? You know the drill?
Sure do. Reverend Buckley, Mount Pisgah Amy Church, 169 North Lincoln Avenue. Good evening. One question. It's a major issue. Since the incident and even before the incident happened in South Carolina, we were called upon to check our security systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We had originally a connection. If the alarm goes off at the church, it rang with the police. It hasn't done so in over 2 years. And I thought maybe there's something going on. They're correct. It doesn't. It doesn't ring. It doesn't do anything. I set the alarm off twice myself and sat there. And no one comes out. So we then asked the question, is there anything that can be done? ADT says you're being billed for it. It should be a service that's being provided. I don't have the young lady's name who spoke with one of our trustees, but said that when we merged services, the technology did not go over, so we're kind of in limbo, and we're trying to figure out what happened and how do we get this rectified.
Yeah, most of the times they just dial 911, I would think.
And when the alarm goes off.
Yeah, I don't know who he spoke with. It was not me.
No, no, it wasn't you. Wasn't you.
We can certainly talk to the police department and dispatch and find out what's going on.
It's been over 2 years, so we're being billed for something that's not working.
ADT is supposed to notify 911.
If the alarm goes off, we have the system like I used to have at the house that we have now, where it rings not only there, but I mean literally, when that thing goes off, it can do a half a bloop, and they call, and
the police
are there. That's one thing I can say. When it happens at the houses, it's not a problem. When it happens at the church, shoot, you could walk away with anything.
See, the technology, we hadn't had a dispatch center in years before we merged, before we signed the contract.
Yeah, it was to the county.
Yeah, so.
To the county, at least 15
years,
I don't know
years,
if
right?
it goes to the county.
I don't know where it goes, but.
Well, it goes to the dispatch system, then the dispatch would dispatch.
No, there's nothing being dispatched. It's just hanging out there.
Perhaps we could have the chief get in touch with the...
I have it written down, but we'll
please
take care of it.
Because that's
so
one of the...
reach out to you or to dispatch and find out what's going on.
You might want to contact ADT also and find out if they're...
It's not on their end. They said it's on our end.
It's typical, too.
When you set the alarm off...
Mm-hmm.
They called the dispatch center for the police department.
At the house?
At the home?
No, at the home it just goes immediately.
Right.
You don't even have to call. That's where
Does it work by phone? Is the phone company notified of the change? Do you have
We already updated. We did everything. We made sure the phone company was done. Everybody was on one accord.
Getting back to ADP.
Yes, sir.
They're billing you for a service that they say that they're providing, but you're not seeing the service on this end. Okay.
So we just need to figure out...
Can you contact them and find out when the last time they called? And without telling them when you set the alarm off.
You mean if they called?
Or last time they had an alarm.
The last time they had an alarm. I can tell you the last time they had an alarm.
That they confirmed they had it.
That they confirm, they call our system if it goes, I'm sorry, if it goes off.
No. Yes.
If it goes off, the understanding is one call literally goes into police.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one comes, I mean, my phone rings after that. I'm the next one on the list.
But even if it's not working from the police department, you still should be getting a call from
I still get a call.
From them?
I get a call from them, but nothing else is happening.
That the church alarm's going off?
Yes.
So it's dispatch center. It's messing up.
The call still comes to me.
Well, you have to find out if they are, in fact, calling the dispatch center. And if the alarm's going off, they're calling the dispatch center, and there's not anybody sent out.
We'll bring it up with the chief. He'll discuss it, I guess, with Frank Wheatley.
We may need to coordinate with you, though, to make sure that ADT has the right phone numbers for Warren County 911, and that you are the first, that they are the first call, and you are the second. I think that's...
Yeah.
Because if you're still being called,
automatically,
it's still working.
It's still working somewhere.
Right.
That I'm still being notified. But no one else. Yeah, there. Second week in June, we had a plate cover over wires that are test wires that disappeared, and the cover disappeared. Now it's been over 2 years. There was a blue rag stuffed into it. Somebody had to know about it because when they did the marking on the street, there's a clear arrow to where it was. The cap is now gone. The cover is now gone. The cloth towel that they had stuffed in there is gone. They say it's a low voltage. The police did come out because we weren't sure. He said that there was notification to the road supervisor and that they should be replacing it.
What color is the marking?
Come again?
What color was the marking?
I think it's blue.
It's blue, it's water company, right?
But it's for wires.
Well, they do have wires.
Right, they said they're wires, that they're test wires. Our concern as a community is we have children who like to play with things. And he says, well, it really won't hurt anyone. You know what, I really don't want to know if it does or doesn't.
Where's that located?
Right at the corner of our parking lot and the street.
So it sounds like it's a water...
It's a cap.
It's a cap for the water.
And it's wires on a pad, and then the wires circle down.
And there was a plate over it?
There was a plate.
Who put the plate there, do you know?
I guess they did.
Who happened?
They.
I don't know. I don't know who it belongs to.
They marked it in blue. It's probably
water.
And then they marked it in blue, but then they had a tag. They had like a color of Compton Noon's sweater stuffed into the top, and then it came out. And he said to notify if it wasn't replaced within 2 days. It's been almost a month now.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Be clear. Where it's at the corner.
It's at the corner right where the parking lot is and the street. That's where they did that extra pave over and then left the hole uncovered. So it's right at the corner of the parking lot.
Okay.
And the street. 4th of July has come and gone, and once again we were blocked in the street and people walking through property. And it's just ridiculous. You're having an event and people walk through, they don't care, they're parking up on people's lawns, we couldn't even get our own selves in and out of our own street.
Call the cops and have them removed.
The cops were right there at the end of the block.
Well, I had people park in the alley, yep. And I said, you remove it, it's going to get ticketed.
Yep. I mean, they came in.
They don't care up there.
Nope.
They park anywhere they can find space. I mean, they park right in the alleyways, on Cherry Alley, New Street,
yep.
Carlton Avenue. Public library?
Oh, I think...
People's yards?
Yep. I think there'll be better communication with Washington Celebrates America in the coming years, only because of some of the insurance factors that went into this year's celebration. I think that I'll be sitting in on some of their meetings and... maybe some of these things can be handled at that level, because it's a team effort between the police department, myself, just as an extension of the borough, and Washington Celebrates America, and the fire department and the squad who are around that day. So I think if we take a look at that, maybe we can stop that from happening next year or come up with a better plan.
You
so the plan is to have me sort of more involved in their planning process in coming years.
And it was fine up until they started coming right before the fireworks.
Okay. But they inundate the whole town, everywhere.
Yep.
It's not just your area, it's Brand Avenue.
It is everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Wherever there's a little spot, they stick a car in.
Hey, you got to park my back of my house. I said, excuse me. He said, too bad. I said, okay, see ya. Walked in the house, made a phone call.
I went to walk in my house one time, turned around, there's people gathered in my parking area watching the fireworks.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
And you ask politely, and the response is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
The last piece is that we're not trying to play tit for tat, but you have a two historic buildings. You have the oldest church, the oldest black worshiping community in Warren County, and the Campbell House, and in the middle we have a mess. And we have a truck that's back, and we don't know what the response is. I know Rudy has been out time and time again, and we're not trying to be difficult. We're trying to make sure the street stays at least presentable. We have one house that you are taking care of, but now we have an older car and a truck parked back, and it's just...
The tractor trailer?
The cab. And then kind of a classic car, I guess he's going to be working on it.
But is it parked on the street?
It's on the property.
Front yard, backyard?
Front.
It's in the front yard.
In the front.
Not in a driveway.
I don't think that is a driveway. It's where the house used to, it's a double lot. So there's the driveway where the car is, then there's the truck, then there's the classic car. That's black and rusted.
We'll have code enforcement take a look at it.
Those are the only things. I know, it's
those
enough.
Those are the only things.
It's enough to keep you running. I'm so sorry. And the only last question is, are we on the schedule yet?
For paving.
That's the only schedule I'm concerned about.
Yes, there are some issues that the contractor that completed the sidewalk work needs to address before we can do the paving.
Okay, that's the contract.
Which should be done next week.
The paving should be done next week?
No, the issues to be addressed for the sidewalk and the curb need to be addressed, and I was told they're going to be done next week.
And then you go to schedule.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
Anyone else? Hearing none.
Motion to close the audience portion. Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have two pieces of correspondence. Jackson Avenue Block Party Request and the Warren County Mosquito Control Commission.
I actually have three.
The request for recreation is being tabled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Question on the block party.
Well, first let's get a motion to receive and file.
Sorry. Make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes. Jack, North Jackson, this block party.
Yes.
There's a lot of truck traffic going up down the street. Does that have any effect on that?
Yeah, block off the street.
When you track and charge, when you come around the corner, you go up?
You're asking to block that street off, aren't they? Yes. Yeah, you're asking to block it off.
Okay. Just like, you track and charge, get to the storage place.
No, we'll have to block that off here. We'll block that off here.
Yeah, but they're more 57.
No, they can't. We've blocked it. No, so far.
Okay. They don't care. It doesn't work. So they're jacked.
Are you the resident that came into my office today?
Yeah.
He is from Jackson Avenue. He runs away.
Sure.
Yeah, that's over there.
Yeah.
Luke, Gary Taylor, 18 Jackson Avenue. As far as the truck traffic that comes in on Saturdays and Sundays?
That's all I'm worried about is the truck traffic.
Usually the truck traffic is very light on Saturday if there's anybody coming down there. They're mostly a truck stop on a Monday through Friday basis.
Okay.
And that's why we left it so they can go down Church and hit Belvedere and still be able to get out. As far as going the other way, we left the church open so if they have any kind of functions or services, they'd be able to get in. So we're really looking to close it from the church to Church Street, and that's it. But there shouldn't be a lot of truck traffic going down there on Saturday.
Just worry about the track and charge. Sometimes they whip off the 57 and they come up.
Well, we plan on putting a sign down at the end of the road, attaching it to the telephone pole, letting them know that the road is closed right here. And I plan on putting a sign up, if you give us the approval, starting today until we have the party, letting everybody know, plan an alternate route to come in that day. So I'm trying to, be respectful to the other neighbors I have in town.
Yeah, maybe it would be good just to give them a flyer, letting them know that it's going to happen, so that they can anticipate it and either have no trucks that day or...
Absolutely. I can do something like that. No problem with that at all.
As a code official, is there an issue with a sign on the telephone pole?
If you tape them, don't nail them or staple them.
No, I actually have one of those A-frame type frames. And I was going to put a chain around that to the telephone pole, so when they come in off the street right there, they can see it immediately. And then I plan on doing one in my yard, because I didn't want to put it on the street sign at the end of the road. But I plan on having one on each side of the road.
That's one of my concerns, the trucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got no open fire pits. I checked with Rudy before about that.
I mean, we've done this before. The road department will put out the barricades, you know, the
behind it there. What side of Church Street are you going to close? The upper, the north side of Church?
Closer to 57.
Okay, so it'll be that side. So Church Street will be open.
They come down the road Jackson and they try to bang a right onto Church Street.
They're not there from there.
They're not there. They get down.
Be the hydrant.
They're not going to come down to Jackson anyway.
Well, they're going to have to get come down Jackson and get to Church.
Yeah, because of Brown, the storage is right there.
No, they're going to have to use School Street or Church Street.
School Street's one way.
Right, going up. Then not
School
Church Street.
Not wide enough.
It's not wide enough for second
truck. Then they got to go up there and touch.
I did a blow-up map, I think, again,
to
get more of an understanding of where it is. I know the fire hydrant you're talking about because 3 Sundays ago, I called the police to have somebody put it back onto the curb because somebody took it out because it was in the middle of the road.
It's a Sunday.
And I know
that's the one, yeah.
I looked at the damn thing myself to put it off the side of the road. They're pretty heavy.
We're only going from the parking lot behind the church to the corner
of
Church Street and North Jack.
Yeah, because I knew there's other people who need to get off of that road. They need to get somewhere, and I figured go down Church to Belvedere, and that's the way they go.
Right.
We have a lot of traffic down Jackson Avenue. We don't allow our kids to play in the street or anywhere near the street because the amount of cars that come down there whipping, because nobody wants to go to Light and Belvedere.
They take the shortcuts through.
Yeah, and they cut right through. So we figured we'll block off our road. And now everybody gets inconvenienced to go the other way instead of racing down our street all the time. And we're just looking at, you know, protect our kids.
And you do have to have the ability to remove the barricade should an emergency vehicle be needed.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Of course. No,
as I'm sure that was explained.
No, my brother-in-law's a fireman. I know. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
That's my only concern was truck and trailers coming off of 57.
No,
sometimes they don't look. They just fly around the corner there and go up.
No, we actually were planning on having pools, you know. How many people turn around on this street, how many people take a go around this street, and maybe $1 to get in and see what happens. You know, so pay for the food somehow.
All right, so you added up. What is the consensus? What day do you want?
July 18th. We took a vote between all of our neighbors there, and the number one choice was July 18th, overwhelmingly.
Yeah, I see the different dates. That's all.
Yep.
I'm making a motion that we allow Jackson Avenue to have their block party on July 18th.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Thank you very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? But, yeah, we do have another motion on the floor to receive and file.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I thought we had voted on that.
Yeah. So, any other discussion? All right, all in favor of the receive and file?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
We have our court report.
Oh, we need the other piece of correspondence, Mayor.
They were both to be received and filed.
Okay. I think the request is from the Warren County Mosquito Control Commission. We need to...
I can have that one.
It should be listed on your agenda.
It is?
Yes.
But I don't have the documents itself.
They're requesting remove. Do you not have the letter?
No.
If you don't, I apologize. I was on vacation, so someone may have inadvertently missed it. But the letter is from the Warren County Mosquito Control Commission. And they wish to remove a blockage from a portion of the Chavacon Creek that runs along our property, which is block 101, lot 1.01. And I spoke to Stephanie Oliphant at the Warren County Mosquito Control Commission today, and she has informed me that that location is right near the sewer plant, between Route 57 and the sewer plant property, which is directly west of the Abilities building. So they are requesting to come in at no cost to us and remove the blockage.
Is this from the storm sewer?
It's just, let's see. It doesn't say what it's from. It just says it needs to be cleaned up because stagnant water conditions serve as, can cause larvae, immature aquatic stage.
Probably trees that could have that.
Habitat, mosquito, et cetera, et cetera. That's why they're asking to come in and clean it up at no cost to us.
All right, I'll make that motion if they're giving the approval, provided if they need DEP permission to do it, they get it. Right, don't they need that to, if they're going into the Shasta Park?
Yeah, depending on what exactly they're doing.
If it's required.
Yeah, typically that's a 14-day, just a notice to DEP.
We have a motion.
Second. Any other discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that brings us to our municipal court report. Is it the motion to receive and file?
Sure.
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the report? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Do we have any committee reports this evening?
The street, I don't know if we want to talk about that now, the streets, and
probably as good a time as any.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. The work, resolution 117, that's not a resolution. This is the cost for,
That is a resolution.
It is.
Well, yeah, it's added to the agenda.
All right, we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Oh, sewer. Yeah, talking about that stuff again. We had a real quick sewer get-together, and we talked a lot of business. From the last meeting, we authorized Finelli to go have the siphon videoed for a force main in that area. Gossin, you want to take it from here?
Yeah. We last week videoed the siphon. Specifically to see if the two lines that constitute the siphon are capable of handling a possible force main to be run through it as a channel. Both of the lines are cast iron and encased in concrete. They appear to be in good condition. The geometry of the line seems to be sufficient so that we would be able to thread a force main through the 8-inch line, which is the larger of the two. There's an 8 and a 6. Yes, we would be able to do it if council were to decide to want to go that route as opposed to what we had initially been intending to do.
Here's what we talked about with that area down there. By bypassing those houses, that is a band-aid. This is a fix. The cost estimate would be less than the Band-Aid, and it would provide a fix. So my recommendation to the council is that we go with the fix instead of the Band-Aid. And put a force main in there instead of the bypass.
Yeah, a small package plant grinder, pump station, and force main.
And along with that work, that one stretch of pipe would have to be replaced?
In all likelihood, there's a sag in the alleyway, and we would need to eliminate that sag as part of it, which is something we were doing in the original project. So I think there's a length of pipe that's approximately, I'm trying to tell you right now, so it's the area at the end of Gardner's Court. So there's approximately about maybe 120 feet of pipe and a manhole that would probably need to get replaced in addition to the force main. in order to address that condition. And even still, I believe the cost would be less than what the original project cost was estimated at, or bid at.
Okay, so what we need to do is authorize them to do, to, you know, design the force main? Is that what we need to do?
Well, yeah, that would be, the next step would be to start the process, and we would move quickly to put the construction documents and specifications together, and start doing the permitting process. We would need to process a new TWA permit for this specific activity. We don't believe that there's any environmental permitting that would be required, as long as we stay with outside of 25 feet outside of the top of bank. We believe it's just permit by rule, which would be a 14-day notice.
Okay, so does that have to be in the form of a motion?
Yes.
Okay, I make that motion.
A second.
Okay, any other discussion on this?
That could generate.
What?
It'll have a backup system, it'll be electrical powered, or we can do gas. There's either option, so either way.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Takes us to Resolution 101, 2015, for the adjustment in sewer EDUs.
Make a motion. Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this one now?
This is for the shared services?
No, this is the...
The car wash, the heaven's
car cracked. Wash, the closed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The water line was terminated.
Yeah. Any others? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? No ordinances tonight. We have some new business, which was the amendment to the recreation bylaws. What do we need to do with this?
Need
to approve this?
Yes. As you know, the Recreation Commission does have their own bylaws, and it's my understanding that they have ratified their bylaws to allow for their two maintenance workers to have one free pool pass, which is equivalent to $110, which is outlined in the report that you received tonight on your desk. And the second change to their bylaws is changing their own purchasing policy. They're actually raising the threshold for quotes, which is fine. If they wish to have their own rec director solicit for quotes, I have to change that. They're lowering it.
Okay.
Yes. Lowering the threshold for quotes. If they wish to have him go out for 2 to 3 quotes at a lower threshold than is allowed by municipal purchasing law, that's fine. They can do that. So it would be my recommendation.
That's not in the odds and cosmetics.
Yes. It's just more oversight.
Exactly.
And it would be my recommendation that we allow them to ratify their bylaws, as I'm sure Ethel would agree.
All right, I'll make that motion.
Second.
And we approve their recreation request for their bylaws.
Okay, any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. How about if we do 106 to 116 all together with the exception of 113?
Second.
Any discussion on any of these? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Simcoe?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And they were all redemptions of tax certificates.
Mm-hmm.
113, 2015 for an overpayment on real estate taxes. So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? Roll call on that, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Simcoe?
Yes.
Okay. 1/17/2015. This is because of the letter that I gave you?
Yes.
Yes. I received a letter for, it had to do with the Municipal Alliance. They wanted an extra resolution from us. I guess just taking our portion of it, as opposed to, you know,
combining
everybody's portion.
Right, Washington Township.
Okay. Any discussion on this one?
Will you still be able to share services with
Yes. Yeah, this just breaks out our portion of it from the combined one that we did already.
Okay.
Let's do a roll call on that one, too, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Kunka?
Yes.
Okay, and 1/18/2015. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on this one?
Well, I'll just make a comment that this is, I think this is in my report as well. It's just standard operating procedure. We have to do this as a formality in order to receive the money for North Lincoln Avenue.
This also includes the work on Green Street, correct?
No.
No. No, that deal, Dave, that's simply what has to be sent down as proof of acceptance or award of contracts for North Lincoln Avenue to the DOT.
Okay.
So that's a document that has to go to DOT as one of the pieces that will allow the monies to be released to the borough for the grant.
Okay. So are we going to talk about Green Street? That's what I thought we were doing.
Oh, that one? No, that's a separate one, but we can talk about Green Street.
All right, well, let's do this one, and then we'll talk about Green Street.
Any other discussion? Another roll call, please.
Noon?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Kunka?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins, you want to talk about Green Street?
Green Street, yes. Unfortunately, this situation has been going on for a number of years prior to Dawson coming on board, prior to me being involved with the streets committee. It's been going on 4 or 5 years, I guess. The engineer and I went up and took a look at the area that Mr. McGuire has been coming down here and patiently waiting to have repaired. And Dawson worked up some numbers to have that done. Right, Dawson?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess what we need is we need an authorization from the council to go ahead and do that work.
That would be correct.
So I make a motion.
It would be an authorization for me to obtain quotes.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
His estimate.
Well, you do that then.
Right.
I make that motion.
So you could obtain a quote based on his estimate. That's in your report.
23 Green Street.
Second.
Okay,
so this was all from the water company?
Honestly, I mean, this so predates.
That's the original allegations that Mr. McGuire.
Correct. My conversations with your wife, actually, the other day, this apparently was, these issues started after work, utility work that had been done, and may have been also precipitated by paving that was done after utility work sometime later. I can't say one way or the other. I'm not saying it happened or it didn't happen. All I can say is looking at what the condition of the curb and the sidewalk is, it would need to be repaired. The council's already agreed to do that. I just put together the for that work.
Okay, we have a...
No, this is just to go out for the bid. Yeah, that was my engineer's estimate, so council could have some idea of the magnitude of the cost of the work.
So this motion...
Actually, it's not a bid, it's a quote, right?
Right, a quote.
It would be a quote, yes.
Okay. It could go higher, could
go lower.
Here's
the thing.
Yeah.
Can we put a not to exceed on that and say, go out and get the quotes and get it done?
Well, you can... I think generally what it would be, if council authorized me... to go out and get at least two quotes for the work. And then it would be brought back and decisions could be made as to how and what the cost was. So it doesn't, I don't know if it has to be not to exceed, I don't know.
It's at that, it's after he receives the two quotes,
right,
and we decide to go with the quote, then in the resolution approving the work, we would write the not to exceed amount.
Okay, that's good.
Right, the limit would be on the contract once it's awarded.
Okay, I make that motion then.
Exactly. Yeah, we did that over.
Okay.
Here, but okay.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, vouchers.
No more.
Okay, any discussion on the bill lists?
I heard about it. Maybe somebody else.
Yes.
Do what?
They go to somebody else next.
Oh, yeah.
I think you see one of his questions. Usually you do.
No, usually I did. All right, well. Must have been not too important if I didn't highlight it.
Well, you know where to find the answer should you have a question.
Yeah.
Yes, everything set for our current relationship.
Recap.
Let's see. I'll work with the CFO to have a resolution prepared to remove the assessment trust balances from our audit report. I did make a note, Josephine and John, to have the Broad Street, Belvedere, Route 57 parking lot and the lot, pocket park, swept and mowed before Saturday, correct, this Saturday? I don't know, John, if you're having, if you have somebody who's working for you that is blowing debris into the street, because the parking lot is difficult for us to access during the day. Okay, so I would recommend that you have someone do it Thursday night and blow it out on 57 so we can get it. Or at least in the middle of the parking lot. Or no.
You can blow it out on 57.
All right, that would be perfect. All right, so I have a note for that. I'll see if I can assist the AME Church with the ADT issue. Reach out to the water company regarding the plate that's missing in their parking lot / street. I will notify police, the fire department, squad, DPW for the barricades, etc. for July 18th for the Jackson Avenue block party. We already know, I'll discuss with the code enforcement, North Lincoln Avenue, the truck and the car issue. And I will work with Dawson to get the quotes for Green Street. And that's all I have, Mayor.
That would bring us to council awards. Ms. Moon.
I have looked up something about the jake breaking ordinance that I guess had been brought up some time ago, and whether we were going to try to move forward with that ordinance. So that's just a question.
Yeah. If council would like, we can introduce that ordinance at the next meeting. I think that would be a lot quicker way of getting it done than...
What happened?
It was part of the nuisance. It was payable.
Right.
So I think if we brought the ordinance forward separately at the next meeting for introduction, it would move a lot quicker at this point.
The problem was, I think it was, how it's going to be enforced.
Right.
Okay.
It'll always be an enforcement issue.
Yeah, but time to
but at least it can be enforced.
You can't enforce it if you don't have an ordinance.
That's correct.
But I'm just saying, time you call the guys down on by McDonald's.
Right, and you have no idea if it was actually...
Right, you don't know who the truck is or whatever.
Yeah, essentially the cop has to see it in order to...
That's why...
It may be a deterrent, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Then we got...
It is in other areas when you put a sign up that says, according to ordinance, town ordinance, whatever jake breaking you're in, there is as well.
Right, there are towns that have that.
So you put one on north and south, east and west?
Wherever council would prefer it, I'll write the ordinance for the next meeting, and then we'll take it from there.
I'm just saying, if you go north and south, might could be east and west.
Yeah.
That way you get the whole town covered.
Okay. Anything else? Ms. Conway? Mr. Thompson, I'll give you time to call, Dave.
Good question. What happened to the metal? Were you doing those Scott Mill no more?
Well, that's something that I forgot to add to my report.
Okay, I just asked. I went down there, there was no bid.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I think with everything going on, that just kind of fell by the wayside. But this is how I found out these scrap metal places work. If you don't have any movement in the area, and you're not bringing enough money, revenue, you're not generating enough for them, they come and take the canister away because we're not generating enough revenue. So we are looking into an alternative solution with a local person, and off the top of my head, I don't remember the name, to put a scrap metal, I don't know, what do you call it, container down at DPW like we did before, and seeing if we can negotiate whether or not they would split the revenue with us, and if they would have a problem just leaving it there and then letting us call them when it's full. Apparently, Sinelli, we didn't have movement for 6 months. They said, you're done. We're taking it.
End of November.
So we are working on that as well.
Okay. Just ask.
Anything else?
For the senior advisory, Christine notified me today. Thank you, Christine, so much.
You're welcome.
She got a grant to get a senior advisory bulletin board for downstairs to post everything that we're going to be doing. We are also doing a trip, and excuse me, I don't have the exact date. I wasn't with the phone call. It's in September to Longwood Garden, and we already have people signing up for the trip and paying for the trip rent.
Oh, good.
So.
And lunch is provided.
And lunch is provided.
There you go.
And that information is posted on the bulletin board downstairs?
Mike's been on vacation, so I haven't really spoken to Mike, but the last email I got from him, he said he was going to be doing up the flyers. So since people are already signing up, I'm assuming, because they had to fill out that I'm assuming it's down there already, correct? But now instead of getting lost on the multi-bulletin board, we'll have...
Yes, we'll have a dedicated bulletin board for
correct.
Senior.
Anything else?
And that's it.
Mr. Higgins.
Well, yes, of course. Dawson, thanks for all your hard work. The 4th of July and the parade, I think that the Washington Celebrates America needs to be commended on what they did. with the Orange Creek Derby. Is it Orange Creek or is it Soapbox?
Orange Creek.
It's Orange Creek Derby. In the rain, they ran it, they got it all in
the
rain. And yeah, they did. Ran it in the rain. And then, you know, the parade and the fireworks was pretty good. On the following day, on July 5th, our fire department did something spectacular for Bowling Thunder. They actually went downtown, put the aerial up, draped a flag for, it was over 300 motorcycles, right? No, we counted them in the video. She videotaped it, yeah. Yeah. It seemed like a lot more. I told Rudy there had to be 1,000 there. Yeah, but there was 300 in it. They were at the Walmart, and the tail end was at the Walmart in Mansfield. And the lead car was, I don't know if anybody's familiar with B&R Uniform.
Right.
The big and tall shop in Hackettstown by the, that's where the lead was, and they were still all the way back to, yeah, the Walmart. Another thing, I don't know if everybody knows that the Butterfly Garden, the Karen Nash Memorial Butterfly Garden over at Memorial School actually
mm-hmm.
won a national award.
Yes, they did.
They actually won a couple state awards, too, I believe. I think that we need to do a resolution to the school,
Diana Dunn.
And Tomas Gonzalez.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
from us to them. If we can have that put on Tomas. If we can have that for the next meeting, we'd appreciate that. You think we can contact the police department, or do you think, Mr. Manager, you can contact the police department to have the speed sign put on North Lincoln Avenue up by the church? And
it's in front of my house right now.
Is it? Yeah, I know. I want to make a couple comments on the manager's pre-council meeting report. I'm very impressed. There's a lot of answers to questions that have been asked and might have been asked. I think this was surprisingly well received. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Impressive.
Save me a lot of questions.
That's it, Mr. Higgins?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
The only thing I have is that the library board has advertised for a library director at 29 and a half hours. They have done the initial interviews this Thursday. We have at least one of those candidates coming back for a second interview. We're hoping to have a second. And we should have our own library director somewhere around September 1st, we're hoping. And apparently there are two good candidates coming, and I will keep you updated as that progresses. And that's all I have.
We'll make a motion to adjourn.
I have one item for Vic. It's 5 minutes. It's contract negotiations. Is that the back of your manager's report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
After a 5 minute break?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you, Mr. Higgins, will you withdraw your previous motion?
No.